going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets. Chris Meany here with you. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out at Chris Meany. Any questions, you can always leave them in the YouTube section. You're listening on iTunes and Spotify. We greatly appreciate you. Hop on over to our YouTube page, subscribe, smash the like button. You get notified when we go live here at FTN. So we have a divisional matchup, the NFC West here between the 2-3 San Francisco 49ers and the 3-2 Seattle Seahawks, the NFC West division leading Seattle Seahawks at home as 3.5-point dogs. And we have the total here sitting at 48.5. So I think the Niners get right here. I know they're both coming off losses. You know, you could make the case the Niners would have won if Moody doesn't go out in that game yesterday or last week. And I think you can buy low on this Niners team, right? They're going to get right. They're way too talented to be struggling here this season. I know they're missing CMC. I know they're missing some pieces defensively, but I still like this squad quite a bit from like a talent perspective. Divisional matchups are always tough, especially on the road. San Fran has owned this matchup over the past four games. It's four straight W's, 8+ points. The victory is in a couple blowouts there as well. I don't really love what I'm seeing from Seattle. They're pass happy. They were pass happy last year using our pace tool over at FTNFantasy.com. They're inside the top five in terms of pass percentage. They're number one in the NFL in the neutral game script. So within 8 points, a one score game, this is 67%. There's not even a team that's at 65. I think Cleveland's number two at 64%. Man, they could really use Nick Chubb, couldn't they? I know the offensive line is beat up, but can't have Deshaun Watson passing the football nearly 65% of the time. I was originally thinking that the Seahawks could cover this thing at home. They're also coming off a very disappointing loss, but you know, last week, the way that the game plan was, the way that they, you know, lost to the Giants, it just didn't make any sense to me. Like, you just had Kenneth Walker come off a 3-touchdown game against arguably the best defense in football in Detroit. He had a good game. He had 80 yards on 12 carries, 3 touchdowns. And last week, 5 carries. What is that? 5 carries? I think he had 2.5. You run on the Giants. That's what everybody does. They allow 5.1 yards per carry. It's the second highest mark in the NFL. It was a really puzzling strategy. And it's not like Charbonnet got any touches. He had two carries in each of his last two games since Kenneth Walker came back. It's Walker's backfield. Charbonnet takes a back seat here. So Mike McDonald had some things to say about Ryan Grubb. If you were listening to our SiriusXM Fantasy show, we're on their SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio on Channel 87, the FTM Fantasy Show, from 1 to 3 Eastern, Monday to Friday. We had Michael Sean Dugar on, who covers the Seahawks for The Athletic. And that was the first question I asked him. I said straight up, like, I got it right in front of me. Why did the Seahawks abandon the run so easily against the Giants? Like, is this what's going to continue to happen? They're going to be pass happy no matter what the matchup is. He dove into like the history of Seattle and this being a run first team, and Carroll sitting down with Schottenheimer and talking about, listen, we brought you in to run the football. And I know this is a new regime here. And I like Grubb as a play caller, but you know, Michael Sean said it himself, and he's kind of running this thing like a college offense, and the strengths of this team really should be to run the football, you know, with their offensive line who really can't protect, you know, from passing situation to Geno Smith. So, you know, Geno's among the leaders in pass attempts and passing yards. We've talked about that a couple times in this show. We've been on DK and some of his props. I know he let us down last week, but he had a couple drops, you know, fumble there, but I'd like to see it first before, you know, I believe that they're going to turn more into run heavy, but I do believe that we will see that short week, Thursday night football. You got the Niners in town. Let's run the football. Let's slow the pace down. Let's kind of keep their offense on the sidelines. It's easy for me to say that should be the game plan, but like I said, a 67.4% pass rate is by far the highest mark in the NFL. So that does make us like some of their weapons, although one week it's JSN, the other week it's Tyler Lockett. The most consistent guy in this offense is DK Metcalf. So with all of that said, I can't back Seattle tonight. I can't. I'd like to say like they change things up a little bit. They keep this a slower paced game. They run the rock. They have some success with Walker running the rock. I'm concerned. So I'm going to go with the trend in the Niners having success against this Seattle team. They've shown us before coming off losses. They have bounced back. It's been ugly for them so far. And it's not like, I get it, they're missing CEC, but like Jordan Mason's been pretty good, right? He's among the leaders in rushing yards, and he's been really much better than they could have ever dreamed of or imagined. So I like San Fran here today. I'd love to see the upset. And Seattle seems awesome, right? 12th man, place bumping, hard place to play football. I'd love to see the upset. I'm going to lean with San Fran here. And I do think, with all of that said, I do think that they will become less pass happy than what they are. You know, McDonald's comments last week saw it on NFL Network was very telling. And it just, they just need more of a balanced attack. I've said this before. I've been following my work like Buffalo, right? Need more of a balanced attack. And, you know, I've liked that. I liked it in the first 3 weeks. Now it's like, man, they're missing all the weapons, although they don't have a ton. Look like Shakir and Cook maybe out this week with, you know, Josh Allen struggling in his last few games against the Jets, but just need to have more of a balanced attack, right? And the defense has got some issues. They've been giving up some big plays. In particular, last week, Slayton torched them over 100 yards. They've given up some big plays. The pass defense is a little shorthanded, and there's not a lot of depth there. So I think they're in trouble here tonight. So I'm going to lean with San Fran. I'm not betting on myself, my own pool, my own pick and pool. I'm taking San Fran. I actually have a lean to the over. I think we'll see some points scored in this game. But I am going to take San Fran -3.5. I only have a couple props. It is tough with these two teams. It's really tough to kind of figure out, right? There's three wide receivers in San Fran. There's like three weapons, right? In Debo and Ayuk and Kittle. And you have the run game in Mason. You have some moments from Jennings. And then you have Seattle with those three wide receivers. And then the run game, Kenneth Walker. So there's a lot of moving pieces in this game. I just want to come at you with a couple winners. So I'm going to start here with DK Metcalf. I don't want to contradict myself, but this team is passing the football quite a bit. And it is like the only guy at the moment that I think you can count on. Like I really, you know, if you're looking for a home run play today, I would lean with Tyler Lockett over JSN. I think he's got a little bit of a higher ceiling as opposed to JSN, more short ADOT type stuff. You know, he did score a touchdown. He scored touchdowns, of course. But DK's the guy, right? He's the guy inside this offense. He had three games in a row with 100 yards. Mentioned the pace tool and the passing. So we're just taking the over 4.5 grabs here. You know, if they get behind in the game, you're chucking to DK -135 over at Bet365. It goes high as -140, -145 for DK Metcalf over 4.5 catches. These are the numbers. I don't know if they've changed. This is what I put in the Discord. So there may be a little bit of line movement, but I like the play regardless. The Niner guy that I'm going for is Brandon Ayuk, over 64.5 receiving yards for Mr. Ayuk. Finally broke out last week, right? We're talking about him as a buy low candidate. He had 147 yards on 12 targets, 27 targets in his last three games. And as I mentioned, Seahawks have given up some big plays through the air. So the game plan still is going to be for San Fran to run the football, maybe use some play action, take some shots. And, you know, I don't know if Debo's 100%. Doesn't really look like 100%. Does he have like, what, two catches in each of his last two games? And, you know, he missed some time, of course, with the calf. And maybe he's just not fully 100%. Maybe we'll see him tonight, the vintage Debo, but... 1 for 11, 3 for 58, you know, not running as much, 3 for 9, 2 for 14. And week one, he had 8 carries. And I know that was the first game without CMC and Mason there. But I certainly see him having a game. If I was to take any prop for Debo, it would be rushing and receiving, just given what he can do on the ground as well. He can bust a big one. There's nothing worse than taking the over receiving yard prop on Debo Samuel. And he has like a 40 yard run. And like 25 receiving yards, but yet he ends up with nearly 70, and I believe the line's at around 71. But I'm going to go with Brandon Ayuk here over 64.5, and you know he led. I think he was second in the NFL in yards per catch, so he's the big play guy in this offense. And like I said, I've seen them giving up some shots. The third prop here is Brock Purdy over 1.5 passing touchdowns. There's a significant, you know, difference in terms of books, -118 over at FanDuel for two passing touchdowns. And I think I saw minus 160, minus 156 over at Caesars or BetMGM for two passing touchdowns. So all of these weapons, again, it kind of correlates into what I was talking about, the big plays that Seattle has given up, and Brock Purdy's had success against this team, and San Fran has had success as well. You know, he's got so many guys he can hit. So I'm going to take this every time, actually, for Brock Purdy. I think I said this last year. I wouldn't do it this year with Josh Allen. I think I said it last year. Anytime like books are hanging 1.5 and him and Joe Burrow, I'm willing to go as high as minus 145, minus 150. But Brock Purdy here, minus 118. I believe that's at FanDuel for two passing touchdowns. So the next guy to talk about is Kenneth Walker, right? There's a couple things here that I have for Walker. Again, you know, a shout out to Michael Sean Dugar, who covers the Seahawks for The Athletic. Mike Dugar, D-U-G-A-R, over on Twitter. If you're a Seahawks guy, you probably are already well aware. But listening to him talk about McDonald and the game plan and them sitting down and saying they got away from the game plan, it does make me feel like Kenneth Walker will be leaned on. So this is kind of like a gut feeling. It may seem a little risky. That's why I'm doing it last. I think they're going to lean on Walker. So over 14.5 rushing attempts is plus 100. And over 21.5 receiving yards is minus 110. And, you know, what you may be thinking, like, how am I going to bet him 15 carries? And you're also getting involved with the receiving yards here. So there's multiple ways that this can go. They can start. And I think I'm buying what Dugar was saying and what McDonald is saying to Grubb. Got to be a little bit more balanced here, right? Let's keep the Niners off the field. So I'm thinking that they use this guy, and they have used him more than they used Charbonnet. He's like, he just takes a back seat. He took a back seat last year, new coaching regime. He's taking a back seat this year when Walker's healthy. And Walker can bust one. We've seen it multiple times. He's a guy that can take one to the house from 70 yards out. You know, he starts getting some momentum. You start leaning on him a little bit. 12 and 5 carries over the last 2 weeks is not going to make you feel good about this prop. But kind of like Coach Speak, hearing it from the beat reporter following the team, seeing it with my own eyes and how crazy that game plan was last week. Two carries in the first half, 5 total against the Giants. Come on. So I think that they're going to lean on Walker. And I got the receiving yard number here, and it's a super sharp number. We haven't projected for 22, so there's no real edge here in this prop and in the projection. But, man, 13 targets, 11 grabs over the last two games, 36 receiving yards and 57 receiving yards. So I'm painting the picture of Seattle running the football and trying to slow this thing down. San Fran having their way in the second half, getting up by a couple scores, and it only takes one or two catches. And we're just seeing more work through the air. And again, part of that is on Ryan Grubb. But you look at Kenneth Walker, 27 catches, 35 targets as a rookie in 15 games, 29 catches, 37 targets as a sophomore in two games, and or in 15 games, rather, in year two. So no real difference in terms of just the targets and the catches. No real difference at all. But he's averaging 4.3 catches over the three games. He's getting some work through the air. So if they are down in this game, and I'm saying San Fran is going to win by 4 points, we may get this late. It could be some garbage time stuff, 2-minute drill stuff late in the fourth quarter. It does seem like Walker, they trust him as a pass catching running back. So we'll take Walker over attempts and over receiving yards. There we go. The touchdowns here, this is what I'm rolling with. Brandon Ayuk at plus 150. DK Metcalf at plus 150. George Kittle, I think he's going to have two touchdowns. I got to pick two guys. Could be Ayuk, can get two. It's possible. But Ayuk at plus 150. Kittle at plus 170. DK Metcalf at plus 150. My long shot touchdown was going to be Tyler Lockett at plus 250. Doesn't seem like a huge long shot. I still kind of like it. I think there'll be some points scored here, but I think the better longer shot is with Brock Purdy. I know Brock Purdy only has 3 rushing touchdowns. I think he had 2 last year and 1 the year before, but he's running. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I can't get behind the rushing yard prop. I think it's at like 18 or 14 rather. But last week, 4 for 33, 2 weeks ago, 10 for 41. He has 11 yards on the ground, at least 11 in every single game. You look at the attempts, got 19 rushing attempts over his last 3 games as well. So this is a long shot bet. I put a unit on Ayuk, I put a unit on DK, I put a unit on Kittle. I'd be like 0.25. Like, we're talking lunch money here. Small bucks on Brock Purdy. Runs one in. I saw the edge at FanDuel. Most books hanging 4-1. We can get plus 750 for a guy who kind of can surprise us sometimes with his legs. We'll take it. Plus 750 over at FanDuel. Brock Purdy touchdown. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. We'll be back on Friday. Picks, props for week 6. A lot of injury news to break down. We will rank the running backs on the show. We'll talk about some of those committee backfields as well. We'll help you guys set those lineups and get a W for week 6 of the fantasy football season. Appreciate you guys. Smash the like button. Do me a solid. Any questions, hit me up at Chris Meany. Slide in the DMs. Leave the comment there in the YouTube section. Enjoy the football game. Hopefully the winners are yours. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.